Hello, friends. Please consider supporting the Flavors and Knowledge podcast. Donated proceeds are applied to absorb the cost of cooking classes and health education for children. Help a child affected with diabetes with a sponsorship donation toward adequately managing the condition through Food First. Chef Walter's Children Diabetes Foundation brings this message. Hello friends, welcome back. This is Chef Walter with a brand new episode of Flavors and Knowledge. We're going to call this Don't Give Up on Bread. Following a diet without bread consumption can become a nightmare, especially for those from the Mediterranean basin who have enjoyed bread for centuries. But removing bread from your table does not have to be challenging if you consider these three tasty and valid alternatives, which are pleasant to the palate and without the weight gain dilemma. To have a healthy and sound body, we must follow a regimental exercise program while following a correct diet. Giving up on carbs is not always the right solution, except for some health conditions. It is advisable to follow the nutritionist's instruction because our body needs fiber and carbohydrates to function correctly. We know for a fact that 100% wheat elimination may become a hazardous task to undertake for anyone. And so there are three bread alternatives I'd like to share and hopefully help in removing white or wholemeal bread from your table, or at least limit its consumption. The first on my list is legume bread. It has a low glycemic index and when consumed moderately does not increase your weight. For example, you can prepare delicious cannellini bean balls. Pea bread or chickpea crepes is valid alternatives to your usual. Second on my list is cereal bread. If you particularly like cereals, opt for loaves of bread made with corn, rice, or millet. They do not contain gluten, but they have a slightly higher glycemic index than the legume bread. If you do not do a lot of physical activity or suffer from allergies to the seasonal outdoors, it is always advisable to consult with your physician. My third suggestion is the pseudo-cereal bread. Buckwheat and quinoa combined, I consider a cross between legume bread and cereal bread and particularly tasty. Other valuable ideas are amaranth bread, quinoa wraps, or buckwheat bread, filled with any exciting ingredients of choice. Think out of the bread box for the unusual taste that you seek for. There are plenty of reasons why we ought to consider avoiding white and whole wheat bread. One in particular is the gluten and the excessive starch content which is present in any of the formulas. Gluten is a protein that our system does not digest easily, and starches are detrimental to those combating diabetes because they tend to raise the glycemic index significantly. Also, minimize the consumption of unleavened bread because the combination of wheat flour and water can considerably increase your body weight. Perhaps it is good to remove bread from the dinner portion of the day and enjoy some of it during lunch. consuming bread, where carbohydrates during the hours leading up to the night increases the possibility of turning into adipose tissue and increases weight. Adipose tissue is a specialized connective tissue consisting of lipid-rich cells called adipocytes. As it comprises about 20 to 25% of total body weight in healthy individual, the primary function of adipose tissue is to store energy in the form of lipids, which of course is fat. In conclusion, when browsing the bread aisle at your grocery store, always look for the term 100% whole grain or 100% whole wheat on the package. And that is all for today, Flavors and Knowledge. We hope you enjoyed this segment and don't give up on bread just yet. Stay tuned in the future for additional podcasts, which are always hosted at anchor.fm or any of your preferred platform. I will have additional information on the show notes on all the services that we offer here at Chef Walter's Cooking School in Rhode Island. And if you're on a kitchen today or tonight, or perhaps baking your own loaf of bread, which is probably the best way to eat anyways, at least you know what's going in into it. Keep your eyes on the fire, stay well, and eat safe. We'll chat with you on the next round. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walter's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.